And here we seem to go. Hey, I see the thing on the RLM chat that we're doing a dork table today. Well, I'm doing a dork table today. This is Flash Somebody on the 19th day of June, 2021. Just in case you didn't know, because I have a calendar too, but I'm a little ahead of most people on the clock. Anyway, thank you, Grimner. I think I did this shit. Let's see if I made it through. Give me a... I don't know. I think I'm live. Hope I'm live. If I'm not, well, we'll try it again next week. And for your chatting experience, we have in the reallibertymedia.com chat today, Bots and Bodies. Ah, thank you. Thank you, Grimner. We've got Barman and Cowboy Tech, and Grimner and Moose Girl, Kate and Rob Works, Vanna White and Weather Dork, Asmo and Beetle. I think Beetle took off for a while. Betsy and Frumpy, Java 2 and Prince, Circolo, and I think she's going to be crocheting, taking a little break from the heat. Dan Van Meter, Echelon, and me, some underscore body. So, to let you guys know, Magnus's girlfriend, Christine, had a little situation come up. He won't be joining us tonight. He's taking care of the girlfriend. I think the heat took her out. It's been really bad for the last 3 days for us because we're so unused to it. You know? It's not a very extreme climate here, but a few days of certain, like summer, a few days of winter, it gets a little extreme, 3-4 days. And these are Danish people, so they're more adapt to the cold than the heat, the humidity, and that kind of crap. So if we make it through the weekend on Monday, it's going to be back down under 70 degrees for our winter entertainments. Now, I'm going to call tonight's show Survival is a Matter of Law. And things changed a lot over the last couple of years, I suppose, with all this COVID nonsense. I've been calling it a hoax since the start. I even took like 4 or 5 months. I didn't want to touch the radio because all the news I get on the interwebs, it all promotes the hoax, no matter how you look at it. Even if, say that you believed it was from bat soup in the beginning, and then they showed you, no, it's not bat soup, it's a virus cooked up in a laboratory and all this sci-fi high-tech bullshit, right? And they've managed to go this far, about a year and a half now, just renaming deaths, claiming, oh, they died of the COVID, when no, they died of the flu maybe at the very worst. And the flu is a serious killer if indeed one is not up and running in a healthy manner, I would say. I mean, geez, I'm a heavy smoker. I smoke everything. You name it, I'll smoke it. I haven't spent one day in bed over a cold, flu, or coronas, whatever, symptoms since this whole nightmare began or before that. So, of course, I'm kind of anti-everything in the first place. I've grown up with the idea that if the government tells you so, stop, drop, roll, and get the fuck out of the way because these pricks have something nastier up their sleeve than what you can see. In fact, before the show, somebody put up a link, I think it was Frumpy, and it's supposed to be a Henry Kissinger quote. And of course, you know, now it's, it's been debunked. He never said that and all that shit. Well, you know, that's all wonderful that he never said that. When you look around, what this quote says, and credits to him, is actually fucking happening. We're living in it. And not every place is the same. That might have been my first indication way back when we were debating it, me and Mary, about how serious this could possibly be. And I thought about it, and at first I was a little bit, I guess it's possible. There's some lab somewhere. I've seen enough movies that convinced me that, oh yeah, there's some lab somewhere, and they cook up this special crap, and then they're going to set it loose, and people are going to get Okay, well, you know what? The story is way better than the reality of all this. The reality is you're locked up, your information is filtered and censored, and you can only find out so much stuff, period. And as we've gone through the hoax, they have hit every possible answer to it that there could possibly be. And the same liars, they get up there and one day it's this way, and then the next day it's that way, and this country it's one way, and in that country it's something completely fucking different. Well, I don't see how something so global and deadly could possibly only affect 1% of the population, you know, and actually kill them and be so fucking important. I mean, more people die of starvation every day than this COVID nonsense. You don't hear anybody complaining about that. No, no, no. What we get? No food. They cut the fucking food supplies. And they were open about it, too. They were posting links about this a year ago, over a year ago. They don't seem to do it anymore. Now the internet is just being gobbled up. But with reruns and certain ideas they want you to see, there's a heavy censorship here in Denmark. Because I think of the EU partnership. You know, half the time when somebody posts a Twitter link, depending on what the source of the link is, I can't open it. There's some kind of EU law that Danes go with about if there's third-party collection of information connected to the link, I'm not going to be able to open it. I need a VPN, and I don't know. I just don't see the point. I'm not that... I'm not concerned. I don't think that I give a fuck enough about what other people want me to do it. You know, if I felt sick, I would probably be the first one. And of course, being a Jew, I would be whining, I'd take the mask off an old lady at the train so I could live. That's the kind of person I would be. And I go down to the train and I don't feel ill. And I see people, well, not too many of them are even wearing masks anymore. This will crack you up. Now the new rule for mandate masking is somehow they figured that as long as you're standing up, wait a minute, you got to wear it to get on the train, and then when you sit down, you can unmask. So it's a tall virus. It doesn't attack short people. I suppose. I don't know. It's just such a obvious to me that this is just a load of shit from the fucking start. And they make things up every day to appease some group, because there's 100 groups that want an answer to this. So I think what they do is they please group A on this day, and group B on that day, and they're going through a list. We'll just give everybody a day where they all think they're the most important and shut them all up. I have absolutely zero faith in society anymore, period. Don't care, don't want to know. But I do exist, you know. But how much more bullshit can I accept from an entity that I don't trust in the first place? I don't know. Because they were asking me on the chat room if the Danes had made the shot a mandate. I don't think so. I don't think they could here. The Danish people themselves are a lot different than the government that you read about. Because I see the same links. And I see links that other people don't see. I don't bother to post them. Where this country has gotten verbally attacked through news media about how horrible it is here. Oh, the taxes are terrible. And oh, the this and oh, the that. If you actually live in it, it's no worse than the states were 40 years ago, I don't think. Ah, the elixir from the wife. Oh, thank you. Ah, look at this. I'm still getting elixir after all these years. Go figure. Anyway, what would be a good thing to start this show out with? Let me just quote the Henry Kissinger in a speech to the World Health Organization Council on Eugenics, February 25th, 2009. And I got to tell you, my side of this, I don't trust Kissinger as far as I can throw a house. So And what this says is actually taking place. So whether he said it or not, what difference does that make? It's the message, not the fucking messenger. And that's where we all get fucked. It's people don't like, oh, they don't like my personality, so they don't want to hear what I got to say. Ooh, boo hoo hoo. It's just a big personality contest. Dig me, I'm cool game. Anyway, so the quote is, once the herd accepts mandatory forcible vaccination, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation, for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Control sheep minds and control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions, and many of you in this room today are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for providing extermination services. Now, what's for lunch, huh? Dr. Henry Kissinger. Well, that might not be the best impression of the fucking guy, but sounds like the truth. I mean, the truth is always the most horrible thing anybody can say. Nobody likes the truth. I don't like the truth. When I found out what the truth was about, say, banking, holy shit. It was a little late. You know, I'd already played into the game most of my life at that point, before I was really informed and took the time to check out what fractional reserve banking truly meant. usury and being a Jew, wow, that's kind of a kick, because you're stuck on a fence with that shit, you know, because my people don't like that I don't like money. I am the most unpopular Jew in my whole family. Well, they're dead now, but when I was associating with my family, they thought I was crazy. You know, my mom hated the Arabs, and my father was Mexican, so he didn't give a shit. He hated everybody. And my brother kind of, I don't know, he tended to side with my mom, seemed to, you know, to please her, to make her like him better. And now that they're all gone, the problems that I would try to explain to them, well, they didn't get cured. They're still here. They're the same problems. Nothing has gotten better. Nothing will get better. As long as your population is too big to manage, then this is what we're going to have. And Denmark's not that big on population, although there's a lot of children around here. It's a residential, rural kind of setting, but there's a lot of people with, you know, one kid, two kid families. They're not huge families, but there's a lot of them. So I don't know if that would mean the population is stable here or not. I don't do statistics. I don't do much but look and judge shit from a far distance, son. I have to touch it. I stopped all the traveling and all that. All the things that this COVID crap seems to have been targeted to get me to comply with. In the first place, I already given it all up anyway. Didn't hurt me to not be able to fly anywhere, or to be inconvenienced so heavily that flying is just unattractive. Or I saw a link earlier today from England. They're housing people at, I think it was not Gatwick, but the other one, Heathrow. And they're charging these people like over £2,000 for 2 weeks of confinement. And in their confinement, they're in a caged area to get out of their confinement and have a walk for apparently like 20-minute periods here to whatever, once, twice, three times a day. And they got security people everywhere, they said. You can't escape. It's trapped. You're trapped in this thing that you voluntarily went along with. It all seems just exactly the opposite of what it is, or what they tell you it is, you know. Talking about this mess when I'm not in it too is just a little bit difficult. I sit here at my computer table and I look out on the main street that runs by the house, and there's plenty of traffic, people walking, motorcycles, bicycles, things have picked up a lot in the last couple of months. Now, I think that's because it's summertime. And if they tried to lock up the people here during the summertime, that would be an epic fail. The Danes will put up with quite a bit. I'll give them that. They're a patient people. But once they've had it, like the English, no, you go too far and then there's no retrieving them. They won't be second waved where I live. They had their chance with this COVID crap. And most of us old fuckers that were here when it started are still here. Same faces, the same broken down old guys doing the same broken down old shit. And a lot of them went along with masking and, you know, the whatever mandates there were voluntary. So they worked on your guilt. You know, if you didn't want to be a social outcast, like Magnus. Magnus had a real problem with being pointed out in the store by some Karen here and harassed. He didn't want to go through it. He didn't want to deal with it. He said it's just a lot easier to wear the mask wrong and have the last laugh. But that's my version of his story, too. He's got his own way of telling things. Anyway, so what's on my list of topic? Oh, yeah, I started out with survival is a matter of law because, well, for example, like Beetle likes to write about the droughts. And a lot of people don't seem to be aware that in the areas that he's specifically referring to, Beetle's talking about, the laws were written to reroute the water supply so that these farms would not succeed. They don't want them to win. They want them to perish and die, and go away. Why? So they can sell you Soylent Green and fucking magic goo. Now, maybe that's not such a bad idea for some people, but I'm over 60 and I'm kind of set in my mental ways. Let's put it like that. You know? I don't believe two words out of the government until I see a proof of it. And of course, like I've told you folks out there in Radio Land, my hardcore 80, I would say, proof is the story that pleases me the most. That's proof. And I defy anybody else to tell me that they think any different, because if you disagree with it, well, then that's the story that's not pleasing you. So you're going to keep looking until you find one that makes you happy. Now, we've been sitting on the internet, you know, talking our little shit and playing our little games with our little memes and links and all this stuff, right? And in personal life, how much of this crap really affected us? I'm saying us because I'm married to my wife. And this COVID nonsense has improved our quality of living 100%, turnaround complete, because what was once fun to commute to the city with this COVID turned it into a just a freaking pain in the ass. And then now she can work from home. Now, working from home is still work. It's still some form of, you know, slavery to me. But it's more bearable. It's like the difference, like I've always said, the difference between barbed wire or rope. And I've chosen the rope over the barbed wire myself. If anything, I'm going to step away from this legal schmeagle crap completely. I don't know who to trust. Everybody's got a different story. The country I came from, I never had any intention of returning to it since I was in Scotland at some point. At some point in Scotland, I decided, no, we're not going back to that land of Oz. Land of Odd. I don't know what to call it. But, you know, each country has its own problems as a result of this COVID. And because where we are is so small and so lightly populated, they were very lucky to get away with what little shit they got away with. And step by step, the businesses in the area that didn't want to leave waited them out, and they scratched and clawed their way back, and they're back in business. But the bullshit of this COVID comes through with these hours and seating arrangement bullshit games these people want to play. Now, it might be one way on paper, but when I go to the bar, if I don't want to wear a mask, nobody bats an eyelash at me for not wearing it. Nobody gives a shit, truthfully, I don't think. It's a every man for himself at this point. And some people have, since the beginning, have figured out, yeah, boy, you know, not that I was correct in every area I was speaking about, but nobody has told me that I was wrong about anything. And I didn't lose any friendships. I'm still on good terms with people. And I don't know. I think I get out of life what I put into life. And agreeing with the legal beagles and schmeagles and all that shit, it just, nah, I'm not going to do it. You know, whatever they want, it's bad. I'm too old now. So, you know, they want me to fucking go away. Is what I think. After you're, you know, not useful to the society anymore, then, you know, you're incidental. It doesn't matter. But I'm not, fortunately, I'm not ill, so I don't need medical care or, I don't know, what people need, they're not getting. I've just been reading a lot of stuff, or watching links, or reading, but a lot of it's from the other English-speaking countries. And the one that they push the most on the YouTube for me has been Australia. And Australia, they've got some form of free speech. It's not real clear to me how they managed to get the programming they put on YouTube on it, because it's all the stuff I like. It's all against what these butt nuggets want to do and what they've done and lockdowns and quarantines and how mismanaged and how fucked up they handled this, and they want to lock everybody down because there's two cases of COVID, but yet they won't simplify it. What they should do is pound the fact that this is a freaking flu bug, renamed, not re-engineered. All that re-engineered crap is just to keep everybody afraid. Now, if I'm wrong, I should have been dead by now, because I've run into lots of people. And if this is a global pandemic, why ain't I sick? Why didn't I die from the COVID? And I'm sure there's people out there that wish I would. Hurry up and get on with things. You know, move on to the next level of reality already. But I'm not done. I have a feeling that living is, for me, what I've decided is living is a matter of desire. You know, if you want to go, you can go. If you want to live, you can live. And letting other people and outside influences control how I feel about life. No, that was a lesson I learned as a kid, crying out loud. You know, just because you hit me doesn't mean you're correct. You know, just because you punish me does not ever really mean I did what you said I did. But we live in a punishment world where, wow, people want to punish, like Hilldog. Ooh, the Hilldog. I was telling everybody all that time ago, nobody's going to ever do anything to Hilldog. Are you crazy? Yeah, but look what she did to Libya, and look what she did to so-and-so, and all these dead people. Yeah, what about it? And still here we sit, and there's a whole bunch of people that every day, their main goal in life is, they want to live long enough to see Hillary get punished for her crimes. But the crimes that she committed, it's too late to. You can't undo these kind of things. And punishing somebody for doing them, they'll just replace that person with somebody far worse than them. So it's a never-ending cycle of violence through, we are here to help you. That's what the police pulled off. You know, oh yeah, we're here to serve and protect. Yeah, until you need them, and then all of a sudden things change. And the state and the media and churches and all these organizations that are all glued together at the fucking hip, they work hand in hand. They tell the same story the same way to keep their audience in fear. If you're not afraid, well, there's something fucking wrong with you, Johnny. That's the point that I've come to. And when I'm not afraid, it irritates people. They don't get, why aren't you afraid? You should be carried in your boots, you pirate. Well, it's probably the pirate in me that allows me to see the world through the the perspective that I see it. And I don't mean my personal world. I mean the world that if I allowed it to infect my mind with its bullshit and poison, I wouldn't be here sitting complaining about it. I'd have been dead a long time ago. But I think that it's obvious to me what's going on. And other people, not so much. Some of them need to be convinced. Wow, why would anybody at this point in time, June of 2021, how could you need a link to make you believe anything? If you couldn't open your eyes a year and a half ago and see this freight train coming, what were you fucking thinking? Of course, I'm not in that group, so I'm judging it. And probably judging it harshly. Because, the well-intentioned people that have your best interest at heart and all that bullshit, I think it's a bunch of crap because if I was to take my interests about myself and put them on the back burner and worry about everybody else, in the long run, all it's going to do is weaken me and make me sick. So that I can be like everybody else, but my ego won't allow it. I believe that if I'm healthy, then I'm more help to my wife than if I'm sick. And I think that being sick is controllable to a point. And once you get there, there's remedy through food and additives. I call them additives, like baking soda, borax, some of the things that I can't legally obtain here in Denmark because of the fucking laws. So you can't live a complete life if you obey what other people dictate to you. I mean, if that's the way you're hearing it and that's the way you're living it, it's got to be a willing thing. If my wife tried to tell me what to do, I immediately go, bah, 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 bah. Because that pirate in me just will not let go. Now, I might take it a little too far in some areas, but it could be the it could be the very fucking thing that is giving me this amount of longevity in a world that's so desperate to put me down. I feel that way. I don't think that the state wants us healthy. I don't think the state wants us thinking. They want us fighting amongst ourselves about stupid fucking things that mean absolutely nothing and compliant to complete garbage. Like, wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Social distance. What the fuck is social distancing anyway? I thought I was doing that pretty damn good when I was drinking at the bar at the end of the bar. And then as time passed on, people got curious, and then they wanted to talk. And, you know, there's no reason to be nasty to people unless they're nasty. When they're nice, I'm nice. So I got off the end of the bar, and I started to talk to them and get along and all that. And then COVID came. And then I sat back and watched how things changed. Everything went completely a 180. And then a year passed, and I ran into people that in the beginning were sold on this virus crap, just totally sold on it, and were kind of giving me the stink eye for not going along. And then I ran into them a year later, and they're different. They, whoa, how you doing today, Lou? I haven't seen you in a while. We thought maybe you left. And I had to tell them the truth. No. Just what was the point of coming here through all this drama with, you know, the threat of people being arrested for not complying with complete stupidity. I may not have said it in those exact words, but that's what it meant. And if you're smart enough, and English is a tricky language, so sometimes you got to be really smart to read the sarcasm that I'm spewing. I'm a sarcastic little fellow, so to speak, a very small man, but when I do say something, it's amazing how many people are concerned about it, like it matters. And I've tried to tell them over and over and over for years and years and years, I'm not the one that thinks I know shit. I just have opinions about shit. So what? You have opinions, I have opinions, and there's what's really going on. Now, if you can't sit back and take an honest look at it and come back with a sensible answer, well, maybe you're not capable. Maybe the fear in you is so deep that you can't freely put it aside and face what's real. I don't really know how to explain the unbalance between the people that are falling for the hoax versus the people that refuse to fall for the hoax. Like my new radio partner, Magnus, he doesn't so much disbelieve the virus story as deeply as I do, but he has said he's not taking the freaking shot, but all his family is. And the look in his face when he says it is just sad, because he believes what I believe. And then maybe deep down inside, the realization that that the people that you're related to they're so easily convinced to do something that's so obviously dangerous. In fact, I'm going to put a link into the notes today I'll post this link that I found the other day. Where is it? Let me open a new window. Hope I don't destroy the radio podcast trying to do this. But, and Grim, I think that the reason I have problems when I do radio with another person, it's some kind of conflict in this freaking computer, this Windows crap I use. And as long as I'm alone, it doesn't seem to mess with me so badly. But if you've got a few minutes today, I would strongly suggest that you take a look at this link. And if you don't agree with it, fine. That's up to you. But to give you a rundown, because I'm doing the radio, it's a phone call to a pharmacy. I'm not sure what state it's in. I'm not sure it's America, but it sounds like an American voice. Could be a Canadian, too. But it's from the Charlie Ward Show, whoever he is. And the title is, "The Pharmacist Couldn't Care Less What He Was Injecting Into Little Kids." And in his own words, through the phone call, he pretty much says that. And the girl breaks down, and she's like, kind of passionate. You know, wait a minute. You're willing to, how do you sleep at night? You don't even know what you're putting into these kids? And he says, well, it's a mandate from the uppers where I work. And, yeah, I sleep like a baby. It's not my problem. It's the parents' problem. So,
And it's not about the guy that does.